Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, episode 159, part 1, Deliver Me from Lying Lips. Today is Friday, August 6, 2010. Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Janine Arnopoulos, and I'm coming to you from Spirited North Minneapolis, Minnesota, USA. You know, Pastor Paul's mission is the grocery shelf to the state of Minnesota because there are no boundaries. Located in Disciples Ministries' historic Mikra Kodesh Synagogue at 1000 Oliver Avenue in North Minneapolis. So if you need food, you live anywhere in Minnesota, you're living in a household of two or more, or you are a senior 60 years and older or disabled with proof, call us at 612-521-4665, Monday through Friday between 1 and 3 p.m. to register your household for monthly groceries. And you can also shop Pastor Paul's mall online if you're living in the Southwest United States at Vons.com. So you can pick up some groceries through Pastor Paul's mall at Vons.com. You can also visit us online at www.pastorpaul.org, where you can make a tax-deductible donation to support our urban mission operations. You can join our community. At the top of the homepage, you're going to find interactive links to Pastor Paul's blog, Flickr, the podcast, LifeVantage, YouTube, and Twitter. So be sure to join us online. You can also leave a comment, ask a question, make a suggestion, or give a testimony at the blog. You can email me, janine@pastorpaul.org, and at Pastor Paul's blog, you're going to find scripture links to Pastor Paul's messages. You're going to be joining us 2 times a week minimum for Pastor Paul's podcast. Part 1 is always on Friday. Part 2 is on Sunday. That's the conclusion to his message. Also, join the Twitter Rumble, which is on Thursday. I am doing live tweets as I record Pastor Paul's pre-recorded message. So lots happening at pastorpaul.org. This month, the messages are the following. Deliver me from lying lips. Knowing yourself, halfway never makes it, can we boast of tomorrow? Great messages, timely messages. Join us here every week. Have a great month of August. God bless you.
Tonight's message is entitled, Deliver Me from Lying Lips. Have you ever been lied against and then you tried to get out of it. And the more you tried to get out of it, the worse it got. Or have you ever been slandered and you try to get out of the slander, and the more you press and the more you try to get out, the worse it is? Well, you know what the Lord says? It says, hold your peace and let the Lord fight your battles. All over the cities right now, we're running into pastors that are in a lot of problems with people. And I come to believe, and I know this, I just tell them, I say, well, listen, preacher, what do you expect? These people are sinners saved by grace, the same as you and I. And they're going to have these things. They're going to have those kind of things that go on all the time in the church. You're going to see mass exoduses where people will come up to the whole section, will come into another church, and to that I say, whoa, go back. You're going to see that in the end. Malcontentment, people running all over seeking out new wisdom and new marvelous things out of the Word of God, and the gospel is forgotten. But deliver me from lying lips, in Numbers 13 and 32, and they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. You go on in there and you'll get eaten alive. And all the people that we saw in it were of giant stature. Don't go in there, man, they'll eat you alive in there. They're big. And then Numbers 14, 6 and 7 says, and Joshua, son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, which were of them, searched the land, rent their clothes. And then they couldn't understand. They said, what are you talking about? And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through to search it is an exceedingly good land. I mean, where are these guys coming off that it's so bad over there? It was beautiful. So here we see the children of Israel, because of unbelief, they sent spies into Canaan. You go first, okay? So they sent all these people ahead to seek it out and to sort of be scouts. See if everything was all right. They come back and they said, the eight of them or so said, well, there's giants over there. They'll eat you up. And then two had a good report. See, they had an evil report, but two had a good report. This is an exceedingly good land. Anyway, God had told them it was a good land, and he promised to drive out their enemies. God says, you go on in there, and I'll take care of you. And all this, God had been saying, Paul, go on. Keep on. Sometimes when I fear to tread into places, or I fear to go ahead, and all you preachers or people in your situations or whatever, and you're wondering where you should go with this problem, wondering if you should cross over and go on in, just listen real carefully, and God will say, go on in, and I'll take care of it. Go ahead, press on. And I did this week, and some people come up, and man, they just blessed the church. By going on and believing, we were able to pay for the bus totally, get it all taken care of. You know, we'll be able to put our cement in our basement up there in the house, complete. We were able to pay for the nursery down there because God just said, dare to believe and go on. Don't you get your eyes on the giants. Don't you get fearful of them great big old giants that you suppose are on the other side over there. And so they also should have marched right on in with all the confidence to possess the promised heritage. When God speaks to you in the end, and he will, you listen real careful and God is going to... But no, they sent in 12 princes to spy out the land, and 10 were faithless. Only 2 were true to the Lord. Notice the effect of the lying messengers. It paralyzed the people. See, you can lay fear on people. Well, hey, this is wrong, and that is wrong, and this is wrong, and there's the giants of this, and the giants of that. Giants everywhere, over here, and over behind a bush. No, oh, God is terrible over there. Don't go in, don't. And they all got fearful. You know, you can have those 10 little princes within you. All that's talking about here, we're talking about 12. Did you know there can be 10 princes in you telling you and putting fear in you not to go ahead with your life? Not to cross over and get into some new land and to stay where you're at? Maybe you'll listen and you'll pull back. But you better start to listen to the voice of the Lord. Don't get paralyzed and paralyzed by people because, see, they believed a lie. Tore down the whole body. No, and there's so much of that going on. And I think that people have gone around so much. Are you listening on the radio? You forget probably that you've been to some of these churches, and after 10 or 15 years, you drop in again, and they remember you. They got you on the wanted poster up there. Or I should say the unwanted poster. But don't you see, it tears down the body. And they can make a mountain out of a molehill, and they defeat the people with their lies. But oh, that truthful message. The one that brings hope. The one that builds up the body. Go on, there's a steady work going on down here. I mean, we have to start hitting at the little people. 7 years that I've been down here, and I'm seeing change in the people that were 2, now that are 9. That were 9, that are now 16, that are 16, that were 16, and now they are 23, that were 23, and now they're 30 and have their own kids. So we're seeing a gradual change to us. But how many people have they affected along the way? See, salvation is of the Lord. Oh, you might minister to somebody and lead them to the Lord, and you say, this guy didn't even get saved. Well, he isn't manifesting any of Christ at all. And all of a sudden, after 5 or 6 years, he passes you up. You say, man, this man, what happened? Well, God gave him a diploma. And he finally said, wait, and you just went over to the other side. That's all. But always it's got to be a truthful message that will bring hope, that will build up the body. Now, it isn't everybody that's going to go down to Franklin Avenue. You're going to have to be led by the Holy Spirit, you that will come and you listening on the radio, and I challenge you to come and get involved. It's going to take a special anointing of the Holy Ghost to go on down to Franklin Avenue. I really mean that. I've been there. I housed myself there for a few years when I was an alcoholic. And so I know a little bit about it. And so tonight, let's look at this parable. The land of Canaan is a picture of religion. It's not a picture of heaven. For in heaven there are no giants to drive out, no walled cities, there are no kings with chariots of iron. But Canaan is an excellent picture of religion. The children I'm talking about of Israel stand for the great mass of humanity, representatives. And the great mass of mankind never try for themselves what religion really is, what faith in Christ really is. And I would like to challenge the high steeple, few people sit down on the rump, never do nothing churches, Serbiatists, that are out there where salvation is never preached, where faith is never put out, where people are never challenged to do anything but just come to church once a week if they can possibly make it, if it isn't too much of a disturbance to them. And so they read no sacred books or taste of no faith in Jesus Christ, but what they do is, they consider those of us who make our profession of faith as spies who have entered into the land. Now, we're going to go over into the land and we're going to come in as spies. Now, I came down here as a spy. Several other folks, hundreds, came down here as spies in the beginning of this ministry. Some went out of here with an evil report. There's giants down there. Everybody's got a watchdog. They'll steal your hubcaps, knock your windows out. Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible, huh? And a very small fraction of percentage went out with a good report. And the Bible tells us to go out with a good report. God says, go on in. Put your foot in that land. Conquer, walk in, stay there. Brighten the corner where you are. Come on out with a good report. And how do you get a good report? By staying in. And God said, I'll give you the victory. I'll show you that you can't go through, and it's not by might, and it's not by power, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Just like Jim, that fellow got off the bus last night. It was by the hand and by the Spirit of God that he got off. Isn't that right? Are you hearing this? Everything has got to be done by the Spirit of the Lord. But there's going to go people out of here and people out of Franklin Avenue and people out of churches all over the world with an evil report. God says, go on out and give a good report. Don't paralyze people with fear and with doubts. So are you hearing this? You out there in suburbiitis? But anyway, they look upon our character when we go in to spy. They want to find out what you're made of. The first time I went down Franklin Avenue, a couple of big guys come up, a couple of big Indians. I looked in my mirror real quick and they kicked on the car. Oh, like they got hurt. And I just put my head out the window. I said, hey, you didn't damage my car, did you? Watch it. See, but you got to have a little bit of a sense of humor. And you got to be able to relate with people, and you got to see where they're at. And you got to go out of there with a good report, and I have a good report. They are beautiful people. And they're wide open to the gospel of Jesus Christ if we dare to go on in, and we go on in there and we bring back a good report. Someone, somewhere, has got to go in and got to go over and got to go into the Canaan land and has got to go against the giants of fear and doubt and anxiety and all these things that all Christians are confronted with right now and say, let's go on over and let's conquer. God has already given us the promise it will be done. And probably what you're seeing down here right now is a remnant of what God is going to do. Say amen, somebody. Only the beginning of what God is going to do. Only the beginning. Right now, as we march over and we stand our ground, and boy, it's hard to stand your ground sometimes because it seems like when you stand your ground, everything goes wrong. It's hard having done all stand because you want to cut loose, and here you are, you're standing right here, and you can't cut loose. God says, having done all, stand, stay right there. And it would be so easy to cut and run. Oh, it's like you tell this dog, now stay. That's the way I feel. God has said, stay. And having done all, stand. And boy, sometimes it's hard because it seems like everything happens around you. Every hideous, damnable thing that ever could happen happens to you. The worst thing that can happen to you, it seems like, are lying lips. You want to say something so bad you'd almost want to scream. But God says, having done all, stand. Keep your mouth shut. Don't wag your lips. No, I started thinking about lips. My, how nice and puffy and sweet they are and everything until they start to slander and they get just like razor blades. Don't they? When we start to cut each other down and we start to get mad and we start to get rebellious, they get all white and they get like little slits. Huh? Now, lips are made for kissing. They're not made for that kind of thing. You're supposed to pucker up and kiss each other. You're not supposed to be using them for slander and for all this kind of thing that's going on in the house of God. Say amen, somebody. They're not made for evil report. They're made for good report. They're made for lifting up the Lord. That's what they're made for. And so these people are going to look upon our character when we go over there. And here I am in a situation, and I left the suburbs to come down here, and now we've confronted the situation down here, and now we're going into another land. And I'll tell you right now, from my experience, they're going to look at your character. They're going to try to find out what you're made of, and they're going to look at your conduct. And they're going to look at the message which you bring. And they're going to listen to the message that you take out of there too, by the way. Better have a good report. And so all over we have the ungodly man that doesn't even read the Bible. To this whole, and so he read the licking tone and read of all men. It's that they're good. See, when you go into these areas, they don't read the Bible, they read you. And I'll tell you, it takes a worldly person to spot a phony. They know a phony when they say amen, somebody. You can walk up there all pursy-lipped, and you can be carrying your Bible, and you can have the four spiritual laws sticking out of every pocket and out of every hat. You can look like you got a fishing hat on with all of this bait you got up inside around the rim up there, and you can just nicey pie it all up and say, "Do you know Jesus as your personal Savior?" And they'll spot you if you're meaner than hell. They will. They know instinctively. But when you come with the Spirit of God and you come with that Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ, something happens. You'll be challenged, number one. Number two, if you stand having done all, stand, they're going to check out your conduct and they're going to check out your character. That's that. Going ahead and trusting in the Lord. And I believe if the church is not consistent in doing that, it condemns, and these people start to condemn the Word of God. They condemn the Bible on the basis of what they see in you and me. If they see unloved in you and me, that's exactly what's going to happen. If they see a split and they see some kind of a thing going on that shouldn't be, then that's exactly what they're going to judge that church by. If they see a leader that isn't having done all stand and won't, you know, say yes to nobody but the Lord, then they're going to say, "This man is not a God." Say amen, somebody. That's just exactly the way it is. Being done, they're going to watch us and they're going to say, "What kind of a report are you going to give after I kicked you right in the seat of the pants?" Well, of course, we know that the Bible is never to be held accountable for the sin of those who profess to believe it. No. Ungodly men, of course, do not come and by repentance and faith make trial of the love of Jesus Christ. And they do not enter into the covenant with the Lord Jesus Christ, or else they would know that it is good. It's good that we, right now, that we are the ones that are manifesting Jesus Christ. They're going to read you and me. They're not going to read the Word of God. They'll tear up your tracts when you pass them out. It's going to take a dedicated work. And when we get into this X bar up there, and we start manifesting the Lord Jesus Christ, and when we open that place up, when we start to manifest the Lord now, we come on with some rules and with some regulations and we come on with some heavy things, but there's love mixed with it. I'm going to tell you what people need right now in the United States is discipline. I'm not talking about with a whip. I'm talking about by the Word of God and by love. And if our face and our talk and our walk and our gloomy report goes out of there, it isn't going to do one single solitary thing for the Lord. Not one thing. Until we can go in there with a heart filled. Until we can go in there and show these people that it's beautiful. A lot of times people think the difficulties are too great to go into a place like that. Oh no, and the enjoyments are too few. And it'll take too much of my darling time. And that's where we lose it. We don't want to dedicate our time and a purpose to the Lord. We don't want to give it all over to the Lord Jesus Christ. We say, "No, I don't want to give it all." And as I walked down Franklin Avenue, I looked at all these people along the street there, and I looked at the hopelessness of that whole avenue down there. I mean, it was almost like hell itself. And what they don't know down there is that they're getting that whole avenue down there for a renewal. A renewal for who? A renewal for the rich. Condominiums. Shopping centers. And where, pray tell, do these people go? Where are they all going to end up? Now, someone's got to go in there, and someone's got to go in there with a good report. So the woman called me up today. She says, "My husband will be back on the 25th. He's real anxious to meet you. He's real anxious to open that building up. He doesn't care what it costs. He wants the thing to go over." Now, the next question is, how many people want to go over with? Are we going to stand on the outside? Are we going to go on the inside? See, it's a funny thing, but when you make a commitment, it's just like when you get in a fight. So you can just get so close, and then you've made your commitment. Now it's punch-out time. You have four or five times when you can back off. But now it's commitment time. And you make that one step over, you're committed. When I get in there, I'm going to have to pray, "Lord, I'm right next to this right now to making my final commitment. And the minute I cross over that line and I say yes to the Lord, I am committed unto that work. I remember being down here and coming down here, and I had to have a good report. Wherever I went, I had a good report. How's it going? I say, exactly the way the Lord wants it to. Grit, grit, grind, grind, white knuckles. And that's the way it will be up there on Franklin Avenue. And so tonight, let's make every Christian man and woman, young person, a spy who has entered into the good land of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Talking about Franklin Avenue. And who by their very contact and their conversation brings either an evil or a good report of this good land. Neither is going to move the world to murmur and hate religion, or else it's going to bring them in, and they're going to want to have what we have. A woman called me up, and she said something like this.
Well, she says, how is it that you're getting along so well with the world and all the Christians are getting persecuted? And I see your name in the paper, and I see you on TV, and I see you on the radio, and I hear all about you. How is that?
Well, I said, first of all, I don't judge the world, for the Bible says, judge ye not the world, for they are already under judgment. And secondly, I think that we can be a word and a testimony to that people that it's fun being a Christian and they want to get involved. Say amen, somebody. I think a lot of times that we're out there and we bait people to hate us. Well, they persecuted me. I was in the dime store and I had a piece of pie there. And I bowed my head in prayer, and I said, thank you, Jesus. And they started snickering. Real persecution, I tell you. You call that persecution? How many are hearing this? Hey, get ready for total persecution. And you know where it's going to come out of? It's going to come out of the church. It's going to come out of the church, and I'll tell you why it is. It's going to come out of organized, denominational or whatever, and there's going to be a split that's really going to set you on your ear. Well, all of a sudden, you'll look out into the audience, and there'll be somebody you thought, man, this person is really right on, and there'll be a hoof hanging out of the bottom of their pants. Huh? And they'll take off their hat, and there'll be a little bump up there, sort of a little beginning of a horn. Mark it down, you're going to see more and more and more of that. And it says God is going to call a people out of a people. And now get ready for it, preacher, because you're going to have gut-churning fear. You know what I mean? Do you ever have gut-churning fear? Maybe it's kind of like when you had to get up and give your first book report. Do you remember that kind of fear? Huh? When you felt like you had to go to the restroom 14 times before you got up? Do you remember that kind of fear? Are you hearing this? I'm talking about that you are going to be challenged in such a real way. And you're going to be asked to put your very life on the line. Will you go over? Or will you stay? And God is going to challenge us and going to say, will you go over or will you stay? And there's going to be a separation between the sheep and the goats, and that's the way it's going to be. There's a terrible shaking coming on in the church. And everything it says that will be shaken will be shaken. Everything. God is going to do a whole lot of shaking. There's a whole lot of shaking going on, as the song says. And I'll tell you, there's going to be a whole lot of shaking going on in the house of God. Well, who will stand? Those that depend upon the Lord. Those are the ones that's going to stand, and those are the ones that are going to go on. Are you hearing this tonight? The Bible says, rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Rejoice evermore, it says, and rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. You're going to have to start rejoicing in the Lord. No matter what happens to you, rejoice in the Lord. And again I say rejoice. Oh, this happened and that happened. My God, things are falling apart. That, don't go by sight. Don't go by sight. By sight, the Bible says men's hearts are going to fail. What a wonderful opportunity. I talked to a guy today, and he says, you know, I'm in the food distribution business like you are. And he says, what have you noticed? I thought, well, now I'm being baited. What have you noticed in the time that you've been in food distribution? I said, well, I've noticed that people are sinners saved by grace, same as I am. See, there'll come all kinds of evil questionings, people trying to bait you into conversations. Don't you fall for it. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Go ahead and tell people. Taste in the Lord and see that. When I get up there, I'm going to tell the guys up there, come on, taste in the Lord and see that He is good. And ask Him, when you go into a cafe and you order a steak, do you want to sit down and watch somebody else eat one first? No, you taste of the Lord and see that He is good. And you taste of the Lord and see that He is good. And you that have been saved and haven't been doing anything, start to taste of the Lord and see that He is good. Get yourself involved. Well, I am. I do this, and I'm talking about getting involved. I'm starting a program down here, and very shortly, I'm writing it up right now. I'm going to challenge people to come down here. It's going to cost them $300 to join the club. They're going to come down here. I said it before, I'll say it again because I think it's necessary. They'll be down here 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, no girlfriends, no boyfriends, nothing. 6 months of active duty. And they're going to pay for it. Pay to learn how to suffer. It'll do them so much good, it'll build character. What's lacking right now in our country? Character. Take a look around in our country right now. What is lacking? Character. I think we should have a character-building ministry where we start to build characters, where we start to build these things into people, where we say, are you dedicated enough to offer yourself, your life, for 6 months, unreservedly, no reserve whatsoever? You're going to just think, speak, walk, talk Jesus Christ. You're going to work until the midnight hour and pass that. You're going to be on call 24 hours a day, and you're going to pay for the privilege of suffering. Will you do it? How many think is going to do it? Well, I'll tell you who's going to do it, the dedicated ones. Say amen. And some of them won't be that dedicated. They say, I'll do it. I'll be there 3 nights. There'll be a lot of AWOLs, a lot of runaways. I know it. And it's the same way when you take people into a strange land, God, they disappear like flies. Oh, God, they're gone. Are you ready to pass over? Are you ready to go in and have a good report? Are you ready to go over onto the other side? I tell you, there's such a great work that's going to happen if we dare to believe the Lord. Right now, it's about ready to happen right now.